We had Hokies basketball last night as they got the win over VMI. That means tonight at 7 o'clock, it's Tech Talk Live right here on Sports Radio 910. And Bill Roth joining us from the setup out there in Blacksburg. All right, Bill, the Hokies go back to leaving us scratching our heads after the loss to Maryland on Saturday. If I give you Duke, Boston College, and Maryland, which one was the most puzzling or surprising to you this season?
Probably Maryland, because the Terps were missing so many players, and the Hokies seemingly had so much on the line to play for, and to come out and play as poorly as they did really surprised me.
We have talked about it many times before, and I remember the conversation we had after the Pitt game last year where there just didn't seem to be that spark and be that fire. Do you not feel that on Saturday? Was that there? Does that make it even more unexplainable that there was emotion on senior day and they still came out like they did?
Very surprising, because they came out pretty strong. I thought they came out. It looked like they scored a touchdown on defense on the first play of the game. They took a 7-0 lead, then they drove down the field, and they were about to score again, committed a penalty, then missed a field goal, and then things just got real sloppy for them. And it was the worst game the offensive line played all season. And it was a tough day all the way around. They just did not look sharp. It was the typical bad day at the office. Unfortunately, it came at a really bad time, because when this team had won 6 games in a row, you felt really good about it. I never thought they would lose 3 out of 4.
I thought this team would be an 8-4 team this year. I'm just more surprised by who they beat and who they lost to. I guess if I'm looking for a surprising department, that would be the category.
Yeah, they won 3 tough road games that you probably – really 4, because, you know, East Carolina's tough on the road too. They've been really good away from home, and they've been so-so at home. They almost lost that game to Marshall, and then they lost at home to Duke, in which they played poorly. And then the Maryland game was just really inexcusable. I know Coach Beamer was really upset after the game. He may not have said as much on the air, but or to the media, but he was really disappointed in the way they played. They thought they were ready to rock and roll and play a great game. But as it turns out, as wild as this sounds, they still needed Duke to lose a game. And so they're really in the same boat from a ACC championship game standpoint. They still need Duke to lose a game because Duke beat Miami. But more important than that, they got to beat Virginia, and that'll be job one after an open date this week, and hope that Duke loses.
We'll talk more about that Virginia game next week, because we will have the opportunity to talk on Tuesday. Hokies on a bye week this week, Virginia up against Maryland. I just want to go back to a couple of things that we keep seeing here, and, you know, I guess the stink of it all, you and I had both, I basically had resigned to the fact that this offense would not be anything more than Logan Thomas this year, and then they surprised us against Miami. I guess I can't be totally surprised or shocked to see inconsistency from the offense. But to see C.J. Brown do what he did to that defense on Saturday,
yeah.
I get Cato from Marshall, you know, giving this team trouble back weeks ago at the beginning part of the season. But to see C.J. Brown just take matters into his own hand and go for 122 yards,
I know.
That was the stupefying moment of Saturday for me.
It was, but I'll say this. The defense only allowed 2 touchdowns in regulation time. And they did a great job after the first drive of the third quarter. Maryland did nothing after that and nothing in the fourth quarter. And I think if you give up 14 points at home, that still should be enough to win, to be quite honest.
I guess I'm just surprised how beat up Maryland was, that they couldn't even hang in this game.
I was shocked. I thought it would be a 31-10 kind of game or worse. But, you know, the favorite in the Virginia Tech game the last 4 weeks has lost. So I don't know. It's a hard team to figure out.
Yep.
It is a hard team to figure out. Its margin for error is slim. When it plays well, it can hang with and beat people. When it does not play well, it can be beaten. And we've seen that the last 2 years. We've seen that. It doesn't have a team with a lot of explosive playmakers offensively. There is no Kevin Jones or Ryan Williams or David Wilson or Darren Evans. There's no Jarrett Boykin or Danny Cole. It doesn't have an NFL tight end like Jeff King. It doesn't have a lot of NFL playmakers out there on offense. On defense, that's a different story. But offensively, it doesn't have those guys. And so as a result, offensively, its margin for error is very slim. And it makes them very frustrating to watch if you're a Tech fan, because you say, well, they did this against Miami. They should be able to do that consistently. But if all the parts aren't clicking quite right, it has a game like it had last week. And that's what's so frustrating about that offense.
Bill Roth will be coming up at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 910. They'll be talking about Saturday's game. They will talk about recruiting, which the coaches are doing now. And then they'll be talking about collectively scoreboard watching coming up this Saturday. That's where we're at right now, right? Scoreboard watching.
A little bit of that. They need to lose. Actually, it's the next game. The game that Virginia Tech has to hope Duke loses is in 2 weeks, the North Carolina game at Chapel Hill against Duke. But I don't know. You know, it's kind of interesting. I think they just want our team to play better. I think it'd be great if Virginia Tech can play in the championship game and win the division again. That'd be great. But I think I can't speak for all Virginia Tech fans. You can ask them. They can call in. I think they just want them to play better. And that next Saturday's game at Charlottesville is a key game for this team.
We'll get into that. We'll get into the rivalry next Tuesday. What do you have coming up tonight at 7?
We've got a great show. We're going to have Chug Rodair, our women's soccer team, which is a top seed in the tournament. We're going to hear from their head coach, Chug Rodair. Defensive line coach Charlie Wiles and wide receiver Willie Byrne, who made a great catch, by the way, to tie the game in the fourth quarter, a leaping over-the-shoulder grab in the end zone. Willie's a great story. He'll be on. Coach Beamer will be here, as well as Coach James Johnson. Our basketball team's getting set to face number one Michigan State on Friday night.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I haven't had a chance to watch this team yet in person. I've listened to you call the game, especially that one exciting comeback against West Virginia. What have your early impressions been of this team?
Very exciting young players. The freshmen are playing tremendous basketball. Devin Wilson from Pittsburgh is a great young point guard. I think he's going to be good in a couple of years. I really like him. JJ did a great job recruiting. We knew he could recruit. There's a lot of nice talent on this team, and they have high basketball IQ. I think that's the biggest difference, and it's early because he's really only had one recruiting class. So we'll see how it goes. It's probably a bit early, maybe premature to make this statement. The biggest difference in the type of player that Greenberg recruited to JJ that I can see is that Seth went for the really tough athletic grinder type. And I think JJ has put more of an emphasis on basketball IQ, passing, cutting, know how to play the game of basketball. They may not be the great, they're good athletes, don't get me wrong. But I think Greenberg really, he liked guys like Gordon that would just grind it with you, you know, and great defenders. These guys shoot the ball, and they pass the ball, and they understand stuff, and they seem to absorb plays better than most freshman classes that I've seen. You don't have to tell them twice if they're going to make a switch defensively. They get it right away. They seem to have really good basketball IQ. We'll see how that formula works over the next few years.
Well, you can hear from JJ coming up tonight, 7 o'clock with Bill Roth. I'll catch you next Tuesday, buddy.
Sounds great. Have a great week, buddy.
You got it. Bill Roth joining us from Blacksburg tonight. Those fancy ISDN lines since he's out and about getting ready to do the show.